The Voice America Talk Radio Network.
All right. All right.
Fatherhood and family building. There are so many factors. Parenting, encouragement, managing a career, and home life. Welcome to the Freddie Scott Show, tackling the game of life. Today's father is all about more than bringing home the bacon. It's all about managing relationships. Now, here's your host, Freddie Scott.
And it's all right by me.
Tennessee, this is the Freddie Scott Show, where men lead, marriage works, and families grow. This is your show, America, and thank you once again for joining us. We've got another great show lined up today. We're going to have Tony Dungy talking about how to show your wife affection. And I don't know about you, but I think all of us need a little bit more help with that. Also, we're going to have the Skit guys sharing with us about how do you actually communicate affection, or that how do you let people know that you love them, and what do you expect and once you have shared that with them, and with a great skit that they do called Check the Box. And I think every one of us can remember back in the day when you used to, you know, pass along a note, hey, check here, do you like me, yes or no, and trying to wait anxiously to see whether what they were going to check back in the day. And so that's a great skit that they're going to have. Sam Bradford, looking forward to a great season from him with the Rams, the new-look Rams under the new head coach, Jeff Fisher. And he's going to be sharing his thoughts from our friends at I Am Second with his real thoughts of football and the platform that he has, and his real focus in playing the game. Also, we're going to go over some five love languages that men and women typically go through, some five things that are vitally important for men to make women, to make men happy, and five things to make women extremely happy in your relationship. If you want to make your wife happy, you don't want to miss these five vital things in order to make sure your wife has a smile on her face, and then also understanding your needs and the things that you need in order to put a smile on your face as well. And that's going to be some great stuff. And then our friends at All Pro Dad also are going to give us 10 ways to love like crazy. And so, again, the call is free, 888-346-9144. 888-346-9144. Keep the conversation going on Twitter by using the hashtag champion. That's exactly who you are. You guys are champions for your families. Well, obviously a lot of things has been going on in the world of sports this over the past week, between the trade with Dwight Howard to the Lakers. You've got Chad Johnson headbutting his wife and being cut by the Dolphins. You've got Durant and the U.S. men's Olympic team winning the gold there in the Olympics with another great Olympic Summer Olympic Games, with really the Olympic women dominating and really carrying the weight for the U.S. Olympic contingent. Yeah, Rory McIlroy winning the PGA by a record 8 strokes. You had the Honey Badger getting kicked off the LSU football team. Just a whole bunch of different headlines going on. But I'm going to start with the Olympics. Just at the closing ceremonies yesterday, and just England, London, they did an outstanding job with just the great ceremonies, with the great from all reports, from not just the games themselves, but the planning of the games, the security, the transportation, everything that goes into it, everything went off without a hitch. Obviously, the closing ceremonies, if you missed it, check it out on YouTube or see if where you can be able to watch it. They did an outstanding job, and there are a lot of music artists that I didn't even realize were from England. A lot of those artists have been very popular, and their songs have been popular over here. And they just did a phenomenal job in pulling off a spectacular Olympics. My hat's off to you guys for doing a phenomenal job for that. And, of course, for the men's basketball team. They went over, and actually Spain, led by Pau and Marc Gasol, gave the U.S. pretty much all that they could handle, only winning by 7, but at the end of the day, it is mission accomplished. They were able to walk away from the Olympics with the gold medal, which is what the expectation was. Those guys seem like they really began to gel very well. And actually, could you say that there's a passing of the baton, of the mantle of who is the top dog in the NBA now? Is Kobe sort of allowing LeBron James and Kevin Durant to go ahead and carry the weight? Or maybe was this a little just strategic and Kobe feeling like he didn't need to carry the weight? Look, Kevin Durant did probably, I believe he set the Olympic record for most points scored in the Olympic Games. And then LeBron James also, he carried the team as well as one of the key leaders for the entire U.S. men's team. And so when you see all of that taking place, while at the same time while Kobe was there, in fact, I'm not sure many of you saw this, but the NBA TV did a Dream Team documentary of the original 1992 Dream Team with Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, all those guys. And there was a little, not a little, there was a lot of competition between Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan, where Michael wanted to prove that he was the top dog in the league and wanted to take that mantle away from Magic and from Larry. Now, of course, during that time frame, Larry was older. He had a lot of back problems, and so he really wasn't trying to prove a whole lot. They're just trying to keep him healthy through the 92 Olympics. But Magic and Jordan, they kept going back and forth. In fact, whenever they did scrimmages against each other, they always went on the other team and matched up against each other because Michael wanted to prove that he was the top dog. Now, I don't know if that was the dynamics of this year's Dream Team, if whether or not Kobe and LeBron and Kevin Durant were looking to try to see, okay, who is the top dog now? Maybe the times have changed. You know, that was, what, 16 years ago between then and now, but at the same time, or 12 years ago between then and now, but really when you think about it, 10 years, really, when you think about it, but what ends up happening is you have Kevin Durant, who clearly is the scorer of scorers. You've got LeBron James, who clearly, when the game was on the line, who had the ball? When the game was close, who was the one putting the finishing touch and putting the U.S. team back up 5, back up 3? Who was knocking down the big 3 when they needed it? It wasn't Kobe Bryant. And it's going to be really interesting to see if that same trend, because Kobe, if you, in spite of this trade with having Dwight Howard on his team and an aging Steve Nash on the Lakers, and could possibly be the top team going into this year with the likelihood of being able to win a 6th championship for Kobe to tie him with Michael Jordan and potentially go on a nice run with Dwight Howard should he decide to re-sign with the Lakers. But who are the two teams, or specifically, who are the two players that Kobe's going to have to go up against? Kevin Durant coming out of the West and LeBron James coming out of the East. And if those two guys have already put their stamp down and believe that they have the mantle and they have taken over from Kobe, then that is going to be a tough out for either Oklahoma City or Miami should the Lakers be able to get past either one of them. And so very interesting to see what sort of happened behind the scenes during the Olympics and whether or not it's going to carry over into the NBA season. Now, this later story of what just happened the past couple of days ago with Chad Ochocinco and his newlywed wife, they had been married for maybe a month or so. She had been on NBA Basketball Wives on TV, and of course Chad Ochocinco had his own real life reality show looking for his future wife, and they ended up getting married. And to hear that allegedly somehow he headbutted his wife, or that's what the allegation is, and she has a laceration on her head, was arrested for domestic abuse, and now has been charged or been ordered to not have any contact with his wife. And then as a result, of course, the Miami Dolphins have decided to cut him as a result of the arrest. Now, two things. Question, should the Dolphins have cut Chad Johnson off of this before getting all the information? Is that fair to lose your job off of something that happened outside of the job that that maybe all the details haven't been fleshed out yet? Now, if it's found out that, and he is guilty of assaulting his wife, then yes, he should lose his job. There is no explanation, no excuse that anybody could ever have, any man could ever have, to ever physically harm your wife or a woman or anyone. And to 30 days ago tell a person, till death do us part, I will protect you, I will love you, I will nurture you, I will be there for you, and then within 30 days allegedly physically strike that person, that's huge. And I know for some people you may be Dolphin fans and really just love the game and say, well, that's not really a part of the game. You know, that has nothing to do with his job. It has everything to do with his job. Because every professional athlete, regardless of whether or not they're playing in the NBA, NFL, NHL, you name it, you have a job to do, not just on the field, but you have a responsibility off of it as well, because you have young people that are looking up to you. They're looking to you to be the role model, to be the standard of excellence, not just in work ethic on the field, but also for the character and the way you live your life off of it. And I congratulate the Dolphins for, if they did do their due diligence and find out the information and found out that, yes, this was something that took place, I applaud the Miami Dolphins for taking a stand to say, you know what, this is not what we stand for, and this is not what we're going to tolerate of any of our employees, any of our staff. We're not going to condone the behavior of a man physically abusing his wife, and you know what, we're going to part in several ways, and we'll just look elsewhere for someone else. There's plenty of other free agent receivers that they can sign that won't have to have them compromise their stance for what NFL player, and most importantly, what any man and husband should be for his family. Congratulations, Miami Dolphins, for doing the right thing, if it's true that Chad Ochocinco did hurt his wife. When we come back after the break, Sam Bradford is looking forward to a great season with his new head coach, Jeff Fisher. He has some thoughts from what football means to him and what he uses this platform for in his personal life. This is from our friends at I Am Second. We're going to get that right after the break. You're listening to The Freddie Scott Show.
It's all right by me.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Freddie Scott, a second-generation NFL player, is a national spokesman for Tony Dungy's organization, All Pro Dad, and author of The Dad I Wish I Had, featuring a foreword by Tony Dungy. Freddie knows what family peace means in his own life, living the American dream of having a father inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame and a successful NFL career, to the disappointment of experiencing family turmoil firsthand. He has since committed himself to love and lead his family to success and equip and empower people across the country to keep their family and children as their top priority. To connect with Freddie and request him to speak at your next event or conduct a family peace workshop for your church or business, visit www.freddiescott.org. You can order your copy of his book at www.thedadiwishihad.com.
Boys, go!
your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Listening to the Freddie Scott Show, tackling the game of life. To call into our program and speak to Freddie or his guests, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You can also send an email to contact@unlockthechampion.com. Now, back to the Freddie Scott Show.
When you take the field for the first time every game, my stomach's just knotted up. I'm as nervous as I can be. I hear the fans scream. My mind just starts racing. You know, how am I going to play today? Are we going to play good? Are we prepared? I am a perfectionist, and I try to make everything perfect, whether it's on the field, in the classroom, you know, if we're just playing ping pong in the garage, I expect to win. Everyone in the state, you know, they take football very seriously. There's a lot of pressure on me to play well, and I put a lot of pressure on myself to play well. I realize that every Saturday I'm not doing it by myself. You know, obviously I have teammates and we work as a team, but I know there's something, you know, more than that. I know that the Lord is out there with me. I know that He's given me all the talent that I have, and without Him, there's no way I would even step foot on a football field. Knowing that you're not out there alone is something that really does allow you to stay calm in such intense and pressure situations. Someone told me, you know, before my first college game, you know, it's not like you've never played football before. And, you know, that's the attitude I try to go into every game with. It's a blessing to be here. You know, I'm probably one of the luckiest people alive to get to play for the team that I've always wanted to play for in my home state. And, you know, I just try to make the most of it and have as much fun as possible. There's a lot of effort, a lot of sacrifice, and I think there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that people don't see. You know, you wake up early, go to workouts, go to class, go to meetings, go to practice, and you just get in this routine where it seems like football, you know, is the only thing controlling your life. And then you've got to throw in school, you know, so you could be up to 11:30 or 12 studying for a test, but then you've got to wake up, you know, at 6 and go to workouts and get your mind back on football. And I think a lot of people just see what happens on Saturdays. To have a relationship with the Lord and to be able to spend time with Him every week, you know, it's something that really just lets me get away from everything else. You know, when I'm with Him, I stop thinking about school, I stop thinking about football, I stop thinking about any of the problems that are going on in my life. You know, you go through, you know, tens, you know, maybe 20, 30 battles a day with just different things. I know that having a relationship with Him gives me strength. Knowing that you're stronger with two than you are with one, you know, it gives me a sense of comfort. The minute that you start to think that you're first and He's second, and that what you think and what you have planned in your mind is more important than what He has planned for your life, that's the minute your life starts to go the wrong way. You know, the rewards are eternal life in heaven. Everything that He wants you to do, you know, is the right thing for you to do. And that's how I try to live my life. I try to realize that even though I might think that something is the way I want it to be, if it's not the way the Lord wants it to be, it's not the way it's going to be in my life. I'm Sam Bradford, and I am second.
Welcome back to the Freddie Scott Show, where men lead, marriage works, and families grow. This is your show, America, and thank you once again for joining us. That was Sam Bradford from, and that clip was from our good friends at I Am Second, talking about the importance of football and the role that it plays, but most importantly, his relationship with the Lord. Now, today on the show, we're going to be talking about relationships and loving our spouses properly. I don't know about you, but I think all of us look forward to being able to have the days where, and I love this quote, that every man should work to make his wife hate that he's leaving. And every wife should work to make him rush to want to come back home. And I don't know about you, but I from statistics, did you know that traditional marriages, for the first time in American history, or traditional families, are the minority in our nation? With the constant overfit, the constant number of divorce rate of being over 50%, typically across the country, where marriages are basically 50-50. People are getting married, but over half of them are ending up in divorce, with numerous people on their second and third and fourth marriages, where obviously there's something not quite right going on. If we go into a situation where we say, I love you, I want to spend the rest of my life with you, and then something happens. Now, of course, there are certain things that, you know, God forbid, domestic abuse, physical abuse, things of that nature that, you know, of course, you need to protect yourself and protect your children. But this thing of, well, I just don't love you anymore. I've fallen out of love with you. You know, I used to feel goo-goo gaga, and now it's just, you know, we're just living together, and it's just sort of ho-hum right now. Typically is where most people are. Most people in marriage, typically, you know, if you do go to any conference, you'll see the single folk or have a more of a vibrant life, which they shouldn't, that's a whole other topic, or have a more of a vibrant life with their girlfriends or boyfriend than the married couples. You know, you talk to a married couple about, hey, you can go home, and it's like, yeah, and married couples are like, I've been sleeping next to this person for the past 5 to 10 years. Yeah, I've been there, done that, and it's like the thrill is gone. Well, guys, that shouldn't be the case. You know, marriage does not have to be that way, and typically when marriage starts getting into that rut, it's because we've sort of lost sight of how to please the other person. Remember, in marriage, it's all about making sure that I love you, and I want to make sure I spend the rest of my life loving you. Not, I love you, but, and I'm waiting for you to show me your love for me. See, typically what happens in any marriage is pride comes in, or ego comes in. My selfish needs creep in, and those selfish needs start creeping in and start dominating what I say and what I do over and beyond what I have said and what I feel towards you. And so I will love you when you love me. And if your relationship is in that mode, well, I'll do this when they do this. When they stop doing that, then I'll start doing this. Well, most likely you're going down a slippery slope that is not going to end up in success. At some point, someone's going to have to step up and say, you know what, I'm going to love you, and I'm going to express that love towards you no matter what, regardless of whether or not you respond back, regardless of whether or not you think I have an ulterior motive with it or not. I'm going to love you because I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Now, this is some really, really cool things. My wife actually gave some of this information to me, and some of it's actually in our premarital information that we teach young couples before they get married. Five things that make women happy and five needs of men. I'm going to start with the men because, guys, a lot of times we don't really understand what are the things that make us tick. And ladies, many times we start blending and thinking that what's important to me should be important to him. Well, that's not necessarily the case. It doesn't mean that what's important to you is not important and what's important to him is not important. It's just the needs of men and women are just a little bit different, typically. And so let's talk about the five needs of men in this segment. So, and now this is not in order. And for some guys, you're going to have a variety of some things might be more important than others based on personal preference or your background and all of that. But one of the things that is typically a need for a man in a relationship is domestic support or your house being taken care of. Every guy, when you go to work, you're working, you want to come home to a decent house, not necessarily a mansion or anything like that, but you want to come home and the kitchen's clean. You know, things are in order. You know, you got clean underwear to put on. If you go to work and you got to wear suit and tie, you know, you want to have your shirts, you know, clean from the dry cleaners. Now, of course, a lot of that is going to be dependent upon whether or not your wife works as well, because if your wife works and you work, then you all need to communicate as far as what things need to be done in order to manage the house together, because if she is bearing some of the financial load for managing your home as well as you, then you also need to help manage the load for running the house. Now, if she is a stay-at-home mom, which is a full-time job, let me say that again. If you are a stay-at-home mom, or if your wife is a stay-at-home mom and her job is to run the house, take care of the kids, make sure homework is done, make sure, you know, if they're sick at school, got to pick them up, you know, coordinating all the things in their life, that is a full-time job and they're not getting paid enough. But if that is the case, then that is where, okay, more of the operational things in the home could be taken care of. But I will also say this. If you have numerous children, like for me, I've got 5 children from 11 to 4. And even though my wife stays home, I still help manage the domestic support because of all the workload that is already on my wife. And so, you know, if she cooks, I'll clean the dishes. If I see that there's laundry that needs to be done, I'll start the laundry, I'll do some laundry, I'll fold it, I'll put it away. If I see that she's a little tired from running around, I try to be sensitive to what's going on in her life and how she's feeling and try to help where I can. Now, I'm just saying that's what I do. I'm sure some of you guys may not even know how to clean the dishes. I strongly suggest you YouTube it. If you don't know how to wash clothes and do dishes, I strongly suggest that you learn that, because, again, that's a way to be a blessing to your wife. But, again, typically, ladies, domestic support is a need for a guy. A guy likes coming home to order and structure. Now, another need that men have is an attractive spouse. Now, ladies, I know, yes, I understand that beauty is only skin deep, and I understand that, you know what, we're not necessarily in this for just the way we look, but there's nothing like wanting to take my wife out on the town and she has her hair done and has the nice makeup and wearing an outfit that you know what I'm talking about. Every guy loves to be able to go out with their wife and just say, baby, I just love you, and come on, let's just go out on the town. When we come back after the break, I'm going to give the next 3 needs for men, as well as 5 things that make women happy. And when we come back after the break, the skit guys are going to do the skit on Check the Box. You'll be right back after this. This is the Freddie Scott Show.
It's all right by me.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Freddie Scott, a second-generation NFL player, is a national spokesman for Tony Dungy's organization, All Pro Dad, and author of The Dad I Wish I Had, featuring a foreword by Tony Dungy. Freddie knows what family peace means in his own life, living the American dream of having a father inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame and a successful NFL career, to the disappointment of experiencing family turmoil firsthand. He has since committed himself to love and lead his family to success and equip and empower people across the country to keep their family and children as their top priority. To connect with Freddie and request him to speak at your next event or conduct a family peace workshop for your church or business, visit www.freddiescott.org. You can order your copy of his book at www.thedadiwishihad.com.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds
part.
They need to bitch his ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
I got all I need. And it's all right by me.
Listening to the Freddie Scott Show, tackling the game of life. To call into our program and speak to Freddie or his guests, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You can also send an email to contact@unlockthechampion.com. Now, back to the Freddie Scott Show.
I'm going to pick up the girls.
All right, love you. Said I love you.
Love you too.
You ever do that? You ever tell someone that you love them and you make sure that they say it back? I don't know what it is. I guess sometimes we just need to know where we stand with people. But hasn't it always been that way? I mean, think about it. When we were children, there was a 100% guaranteed reliable method that we used to find out whether or not someone liked us. I mean, it stood the test of time for centuries, and every kid on the planet knew it. You know what I'm talking about? The check the box note. And if you were smart, you would have your best friend to act as courier and then sit there in your seat and wait nervously for the response. Now, I have a confession to make. Most children grow out of the check-the-box phase by middle school. But me? I gave my last check-the-box yes or no note when I was 27 years old. Now, before you judge me, just listen to my story. It was a Sunday morning, and there I was at church. While everyone else was singing, all I could do was think about the beautiful lady who was just sitting three seats down from me. I had known her for a few months and we had talked, just how you doing and what's up, that kind of stuff. But I wanted more and I just had to know if she felt the same way. So while everyone else was listening to the pastor, I sat there strategizing the best way to find out how she felt. And then it hit me. So I grabbed an offering envelope and one of those pencils that are only used in church and golf carts, and I wrote her the note. I folded the envelope and passed it. I was a nervous wreck. Never in the history of note passing had it taken so long for three people just to deliver a note. Stephanie opened it. She grinned and grabbed a pencil. And by the time I got her message back, my anxiety had taken a nosedive into clinical illness. And now, the moment of truth. What did I do? I bought her something. And here we are 12 years later. I still have the note. I found it in a desk drawer just the other day. And it got me wondering, what does God think about me? I mean, let's be honest, on any given day, we are far less than likable. And wouldn't it be great on one of those days if we could just give a note like this to God, just to make sure that He likes us, that we're in His good graces? And then it hit me. He's already answered the question. He checked the box yes. How do I know this? It says it in His Word, His love letter to us. It says in Isaiah 49:16, it says that I have engraved your name on the palm of my hand. He checked yes. I mean, He was all in with His love. It was a definite yes. He even likes us, wants to have a relationship with us. So I don't know if you're ever going to get a love letter like this or if you see one in your near future. But this right here may be the greatest love letter that we could ever receive. He said yes.
That was the Skate Guys with Check the Box. And when you think about it, guys, You all remember those days when you saw that girl that was cute and you wanted to pass that note to find out whether or not they liked you or not. And then, but there's something about that note. There's something about the response of knowing, no matter what, regardless of whether or not you're perfect or not, that person still liked you. And to know that God feels that way about us, regardless of what we do day in and day out, even though, yes, we should be working to get better, to know that God loves us like that is amazing and also should be our model for what we should do for our own spouses. What we do for our spouses should not be based upon what they do for us, but should be based because of our love for them. So let's pick it up. Before the break, we're talking about the five needs of men. We talked about domestic support. We talked about an attractive spouse. Another thing that is a need for men is recreational companionship. We like sports. We like hanging out. We like doing something that's some form of a hobby. And for most guys, you know, you got to find stuff. For some people, it's golf. For some people, it's going to the gym and working out and playing basketball. For some people, it might be just, hopefully, it's not just sitting down and watching football, because that's not necessarily recreation. Recreation typically has to do with some type of activity, you know, but most guys like doing something that just to blow off some steam, something that is just fun to do, and typically something that you can do with your friends. Another thing that's a need is admiration. Every man wants and needs respect. Just like women need, well, I almost gave you some of the women stuff too quick. There's certain things that women need. Men need respect, admiration. There's nothing like when you come home and you can look in your wife's eyes and you can just tell that your wife is looking at you with respect, and not just looking at you with respect, but treating you with respect. Treating you with honor, honoring you as the head of the household, honoring your decisions, not putting you down in front of anybody or in front of the kids or talking about how bad you are, how many mistakes you've made. And, you know, we'll talk about in another show conflict resolution and ways to communicate and things of that nature. But at the end of the day, when we communicate, we should still do it in a way that honors one another and respects one another, not just for who they are, but who they are in our lives. Admiration is a major need for men. And ladies, you can help your guys out tremendously with that. Well, he doesn't deserve it. Don't go there. Don't start off with respecting him just because he is your husband. Just acknowledge that role. And then we can build from there. And then another thing that is, and the last thing that we'll talk about as far as needs for men, is sexual fulfillment. Now, for me, that's probably going to be higher up on the list than number five, and for most guys, that's probably going to be the case, but sexual fulfillment is a need for men. And so, again, I'll give you the top five things again: domestic support, attractive spouse, recreational companionship, admiration, sexual fulfillment. Now, guys, if you want to flip the script, and I'm telling you guys, if you want to totally blow your wife away, here are the top five things that will make women happy. Now, again, this is not necessarily in a order. For certain women, certain things may be more a priority than others, but if you're doing these five things, you're going to be in the ballpark of putting a smile on your wife's face. So here's one: affection. Now, guys, let me explain what affection is. Affection is non-sexual touching, okay? It's a hug, and the hug is just a hug. The hands stay above the waist, okay? And it stays there, and that's it. Okay, it doesn't lead to a kiss, doesn't lead to anything else. Affection is holding hands. Affection is putting your arm around her shoulder, and it stays there. It is not affection if you start there and then you try to lead it to something more than that. Now it's not affection. And what's important that for your wife to realize is that the only time you touch me should not be when you want something from me. I should know that you just love me and that I'm safe in your arms. And guys, remember this. For those of you that have daughters, I have a beautiful baby girl, and she loves just crawling up in my arms. And for those of you that are dads and have daughters, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's nothing like when your baby girl just crawls up in your arms and she just feels so safe and secure. There's nothing like that. And you know, I was thinking about this, and why is affection so important? It's because remember, typically, for most of you on your wedding day, the person that presented and gives the wife to be married is the daddy. And our job is to replace his role in her life. Now, one of the things that daddy did for his baby girl was he would cover her, he would hold her, and she felt safe and secure, and there was absolutely nothing sexual about that. It was just, I'm holding you because I love you. I'm here for you if you need me. You can lay your head on my shoulder, and the entire world has gone away because you're in my arms. Well, guys, your wife, yes, she is your wife, but before she was your wife, she was a daughter. Before she was your wife, she had that need to be able to crawl up in daddy's arms and know everything's okay. And she still wants to feel that from you. And that's what affection is. Affection is your ability just to love your wife, just to let her stay in your arms, just to hold her, just to hold her hand, and she knows that she's safe and secure, and it doesn't lead to anything else beyond that. Another need is conversation. Now, this is something that, guys, we've got to work on. There's a commercial that Klondike did, you know, the jingle, what would you do for a Klondike bar, that whole thing. And there's a guy that's sitting there, and he counts to 5 seconds. His wife is there sitting on the couch, and she starts talking about her day, and he has to look at this with his strained face like it's so hard to listen for 5 seconds. And after 5 seconds, he jumps up, yeah, I did it, yeah. And I'm like, dude, really? Guys, your wives need to talk to you. And if they're not talking to you, they will be talking to someone. And you better make sure that you are always there and responsive. If she sends you a text, text her back. If she calls you, answer the call. If she's trying to talk to you, hit pause on your TiVo or turn the TV off and make sure that you're attentive to her, because when she's talking to you, she's trying to open up her heart to you. And if you don't listen and don't create that vehicle, then you know what? She's going to have to share her heart with someone else, typically a girlfriend or something else, and you're going to wonder, what's going on in your life? How come you didn't tell me what was going on? And it's because you didn't let her by being intentional and allowing her to communicate with you. The next thing is honesty and openness. Guys, being open and honest with your spouse is a need of hers. Lying, being deceitful, and all of us have been busted. Every guy on here has been busted at some point in time in a relationship, and think about what that did to that relationship as soon as they found out you weren't honest. Honesty is huge, and full disclosure is also huge. It's not a weakness. When you are open and honest with your spouse, you are letting them know that I trust you and I can give you all of my heart and all of the information. I'm willing to literally be symbolically naked in front of you, and I trust you with that, and I'm not going to hide anything from you. When we come back after the break, Coach Dungy is going to talk about showing affection to your spouse. We're going to finish up with the last couple points of needs of women and talk about how to love your spouse like crazy. You're listening to The Freddie Scott Show.
It's all right by me.
Now Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Freddie Scott, a second-generation NFL player, is a national spokesman for Tony Dungy's organization, All Pro Dad, and author of The Dad I Wish I Had, featuring a foreword by Tony Dungy. Freddie knows what family peace means in his own life, living the American dream of having a father inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame and a successful NFL career, to the disappointment of experiencing family turmoil firsthand. He has since committed himself to love and lead his family to success and equip and empower people across the country to keep their family and children as their top priority. To connect with Freddie and request him to speak at your next event or conduct a family peace workshop for your church or business, visit www.freddiescott.org. You can order your copy of his book at www.thedadiwishihad.com.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
I got all I need, and it's all right by me.
You're listening to The Freddie Scott Show, tackling the game of life. To call into our program and speak to Freddie or his guests, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You can also send an email to contact@unlockthechampion.com. Now, back to the Freddie Scott Show.
Wives and moms sometimes have a thankless job. I try to remember to remind myself to thank my wife and let her know how much she's appreciated. But I have to admit, I don't always do a great job of that. About a month ago, my wife went to Indianapolis to visit her friends for 2 days, and I had the whole task of getting everything ready, organizing the house, getting the kids to school, picking them up, getting them to different activities. And after 2 days, when Lauren finally got back, I was totally exhausted. I said, I don't know how you do this. And I wasn't even trying to go to work after that. I was just trying to survive. So that made me really feel that much more diligent in really letting her know how much I appreciate her, not only as a loving wife, but as a mom and all the things that she had to do. I try to make things easier, try to help out as much as I can. But you have to, those cards, those letters, those notes, just those little thank yous, taking her out to dinner occasionally, just little things to make it easier for mom and let her know how much you appreciate it.
That was Tony Dungy from our good friends at All Pro Dad talking about making sure that we acknowledge the gift that our wives are to us, not just as our wives, but also as the mother to our children. Now, as we wrap up today's show, again, thank you guys so much for joining us on the Freddie Scott Show. We've talked sports. We've had Sam Bradford talking about some great things in his life and what football means to him and his relationship with Jesus Christ. We also have this Get Guys talking about the check the box note. And now we're going to wrap up today's show talking about five things that make women happy. We already started talking about affection and what that means before the last break, conversation and honesty and openness. And the last two things that are needs that make women happy, and some of you guys, it makes a whole lot of sense when I say it, financial support. It doesn't mean that women are gold diggers. That's not the case. That's not the case at all. But financial support simply means I know that our needs are going to be taken care of, and if those needs aren't being taken care of, if I don't know if the mortgage is going to be paid, if I don't know how the bills are going to be paid, if I don't know how we can buy food, if I don't know how we're going to take care of our children, if I don't know how things are going to be taken, then all of a sudden there's a lot of anxiety and a lot of stress. And it's not because I just want money because I want to go. It's one thing saying, I want money because I want to go on a shopping spree. It's something else being stressed because I don't know where my kids are, how my kids are going to be taken care of. I don't know where we're going to live. That's a whole other conversation. And women need just to, this assurance and the safety of knowing that, yes, I am taking care of you. Yes, the bills and the things, our obligations financially are taken care of. Yes, the things that we want to do for our children, we have a plan that we're working that out. And what happens once our wives see that we're focused in those areas and we have a plan that we're agreed on and working in those areas, then a lot of the stress and strain, because the majority of the divorces happen as a result of financial issues. And so if they see that we have a plan that we're putting in place so that way we have structure and safety financially, then you are meeting one of the needs of your wife. And lastly, family commitment is a need. Wives need to see that you're not just a hard worker, that you're willing to go to work and put in the time on the clock, you know, but then when you come home, you're disengaged. They need to see not just an engaged husband, but an engaged father. And when women see their husbands come home and they're engaged with their children, they're helping with homework, they're having conversations, they're being intentional in cultivating the relationship regardless of what age the children are, but I'm engaged, I'm there for you, I'm working on this, I'm trying to be a better father to you, I want to be there, and they see that level of family commitment, that is a need. And I'm telling you guys, you're going to see your relationship with your wife go to another level just by focusing on those five simple things. Family commitment, financial support, honesty and openness, conversation, and affection. And I guarantee you, each and every one of you, if you've had drama in the past, most likely it's a result of drama as a result to one of those five areas that have cause issues in your relationship before, but it doesn't have to cause issues anymore. So as we close today's show, I'm going to give you a couple simple little things, and this is from our friends at All Pro Dad, 10 ways to love your wife like crazy. Now, I'm not going to be able to give all of them today, but we will give, I'm going to post this on Twitter. So follow at Freddie Scott, F-R-E-D-D-I-E, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, on Twitter. And I'm going to post this link where you can read the top 10 ways to love your wife like crazy. But here's a few couple little things that you can do right now this week to transform and change the culture and the climate of your marriage. Remember, as men, we have to remember, and this is Mark Merrill, founder of Family First, said this, and I loved it. Are you a thermostat or are you a thermometer? There's a difference. Because a thermostat simply reflects the temperature in the home. The thermostat sets the temperature in the home. So if I want to go home and it's cold outside, if it's cold, too cold, guess what? I can go to the thermostat, I can change the setting, and the climate in the house is going to change. Or if I had a thermometer and I put it in some hot water, guess what? It's just going to reflect the hot water that's in that hot pot of boiling water. Well, as men, typically we're falling into one of those two categories. Either we're simply reflecting the culture and the climate in our home rather than setting it. And right now, if the culture and climate in your home is not one of love and support and adoration, and Meg and your wife is just so excited when you come back home and she hates to see you leave, then you know what? Here's some simple things that you can do right now to change the climate in your home. One, choose love. We have so much influence over the way we feel. Wake up in the morning with the choice to love your wife like crazy, front and center. While you're thinking that way, you'll likely pour her a cup of coffee or serve her tea. Now that you have a positive role going, it's all because you made a conscious choice. make the decision to literally wake up today. It has nothing to do with what happened yesterday, what she said yesterday, what they did yesterday. This has everything to do with what you choose right now to do for your family. Also, number two, every day for a week, make a commitment to yourself to do something mildly spectacular every day for a week, and then follow through. It could be as simple as a single rose at home, or it could be as outlandish as surprising her with a love song in a public place. Regardless of what it is, by the third day, you'll be excited about it too. Four, steps 3 through 10, go ahead, go to Twitter, I'm posting it right now, and guys, I'm telling you, you can put a smile on your wife's face this week. Just understand her needs and decide to love your wife like crazy. Let her know how much you appreciate her. Until next week, we'll be back and better than ever next week. This is the Freddie Scott Show reminding you to love and lead your family.
Thanks again for tuning in to the Freddie Scott Show. We'll be back next Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. We'll see you then.
It's all right by me.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com.